News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Met Air, and the big story of the day is Storm Barra, which they have said could pose a danger to life. They have issued status red weather warnings for Cork, Kerry and Clare. Clare, I believe, comes into effect at 4 o'clock this afternoon. People are being advised to stay home in those counties because of damaging gusts of up to 130 kilometres per hour and possible coastal flooding expected. Status orange wind warnings were also issued for counties Limerick, Waterford, Galway, Mayo, Wexford, Dublin, Louth, Wicklow and Meath. Schools are closed in both red and orange alert areas today, and we will be going around the country to get the situation on the ground in those various counties. But firstly, I am joined this morning by Minister for Education Norma Foley. Minister, good morning to you. Schools closed in 12 counties this morning because of Storm Barra. How many children do we know are affected?
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, you are correct. We have taken this action really on foot of a very significant, very serious, and I suppose, to be fair, a potentially very severe storm weather warning, as you've previously outlined there, from Met Ireland. They do forecast, you know, high winds, heavy rainfall, risk of snow, risk of flooding, and not to mention, of course, the potential for fallen trees, debris and other structural damage. So we're looking at in and around approximately 2,500 schools being stood down, largely because it would be always the case where schools that fall within a red area that they would automatically be stood down. But it is the advice of Met Air, and that it is likely that those that now find themselves in the orange alert area, that status will throughout the day perhaps revert to a red status. So in the interest of health and safety and protection of the entire school community, we have taken that decision.
Okay, so the reason that for the orange counties being closed was in case they got upgraded to red. I suppose parents are somewhat concerned, Minister, in terms of so much schooling has been missed by their children. Will this time have to be made back up?
Well, this, to be fair, is an extreme weather event. It is likely to be a one-day event, and it is, you know, I suppose, a measure that is unpredictable. But we are conscious that we are doing the right thing. It is a question of health and safety. And I know it discommodes parents and indeed students, but it is at the end of the day our key priority that everybody within the education sector would be safe and would be secure. And so for that reason, we have taken this measure.
Does that mean that we have no decision taken as yet about whether or not this day will have to be made back up?
No, it is not likely that this day would have to be made up. It is an extreme weather event.
Okay.
And it was not preventable, and therefore
and obviously made for responsible reasons, and I don't think anyone is questioning anything else. With regard, though, to I suppose the education of the children, was remote learning considered today? I mean, at one point, every school child in the country was sitting at home on their Zoom or their Seesaw. Was that considered today as a possibility?
Well, again, to be fair, I suppose all of the information regarding the potential severity of this storm and the need to take action really only came into being yesterday afternoon. And so given the notice period, which was short really for our schools, many of them had closed by the time the notice period, indeed I would imagine all of them had closed given the short notice period, it is not a requirement that teaching and learning would take place via remote. However, I will say that I am aware that many schools have been in a position at that short notice to put it in place. But as I say, given that we envisage that it will be a one-day event and given the short notice, it is not a requirement.
OK. Very lastly, in future, will we see a situation where things like remote learning will be in place so that should an extreme weather event occur, that sort of switch can just be flicked?
Well, to be fair, I think we have seen that work very, very well in this past year, more than we would ever have seen previously. I think there's certainly potential there going forward. But I think, you know, when I suppose something comes at such short notice, there must be a resilience to take on board the very significant, I suppose, advice of Met Éireann in this instance. But obviously going forward, we will look at a whole suite of measures. But I want to acknowledge that, you know, a vast majority of schools in many instances are in a position to provide it even at short notice. But of course, we're always looking at measures and means going forward.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Minister for Education there, Norma Foley.
OK, let's go to some of the status red counties now. To Cork first, we're joined by John Dunn, Senior Engineer with Cork County Council. John, how are things where you are?
Good morning.
Morning.
Un- uh, Storm Barra, the red warning started around 6 a.m. And unfortunately, West Cork has been badly hit, just like Storm Ellen and Frank in August 2020. Bantry has fared poorly under Storm Barra. We're in a period of spring tides, and with a coastal surge of between up to a metre, the seawall has been overtopped, and the culvert that runs through the centre of the town has been surcharged, and it has resulted in possibly 20 to 25 properties being flooded.
Okay, severe flooding in Bantry. Elsewhere, like, is it particularly stormy? Do we have trees down? Are conditions particularly dangerous?
We are. The winds have just picked up in the last hour, and our services has just reported one tree down. The southern coast, we're not aware of any issues there so far. The rainfall in the Bantry area was probably about 18, 20 millimetres, but seems to have cleared Cork City at this stage. So it's mainly the wind event and the tidal surge still are the issues. But I'm not aware of any other issues in any other area at this time.
Okay. The advice to people, just finally, John?
I suppose yesterday we were advising property owners to take necessary precautions to secure and protect property. Today we're advising the public to avoid unnecessary journeys and to stay indoors for the duration of the warnings. Road users are advised to avoid unnecessary journeys, to be aware of the dangers posed by the high winds, and you know, driving conditions may be hazardous with trees and power lines down and flood waters on the road, and drivers shouldn't drive into the flood waters because, you know, manhole covers as such, you can't really see what you're driving into.
Okay, all right. John, we will leave it there. Thank you indeed for talking to us. John Donegan, Senior Engineer with Cork County Council.
Now, you're listening to News Talk Breakfast with Shane and Kira, and we are bringing you information from around the country, particularly from those counties affected this morning by Storm Barra. And we're going now to Kerry County Council and Owen O'Shea, Communications Officer there. Kerry, of course, one of the red counties. Owen, how are things on the ground at the moment?
Yes, good morning, Kira. Well, Storm Barra has certainly made landfall here in Kerry this morning. It's been increasingly windy since about 2 o'clock this morning, but over the past hour or so, the very strong gusts are very apparent. We as a local authority don't have any specific issues to report as yet, but it's not bright, I suppose, yet, and it may be a few hours before problems emerge. We are in a red scenario, as you know, until 9 o'clock tonight, and we are expecting, unfortunately, to have fallen trees, power outages, damage to property and coastal flooding are all in the mix. We've been preparing for this storm for a few days, but our appeal to people today is to stay at home, not to travel, and to ensure that we can come through this without any incidents. One of our concerns, perhaps, is that this is quite a prolonged weather event. Status red events we've had in the past have often lasted a couple of hours, but in this scenario, we're into a 15-hour status red warning for Kerry and for other counties indeed as well. So we are concerned that even if perhaps during the day there are periods where the winds abate somewhat or ease off, maybe as the eye of the storm passes over, that people might become complacent. But our appeal to people is to be aware that this warning is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight.
Okay, so stay home if you are currently in Kerry or indeed any of the red counties as best you can to avoid, I suppose, damage to property, loss of life or any of those things. Look, thank you for speaking to us. That is Owen O'Shea, Communications Officer of Kerry County Council.
To Clare now with Adrian Kelly, Chief Fire Officer, a member of the Severe Weather Assessment Team with Clare County Council. Adrian, how is it in the Banner County?
It's starting to get a bit blustery here now this morning. Already we have a number of trees down in East Clare. The fire service are dealing with it. Outside of that, I suppose we're just monitoring the situation. It's still dark here and people haven't started to move, which is good at the moment.
Do you expect the situation to worsen over the course of the morning?
Yeah, we do. I suppose we have a lot of preparation work done on this at this point. from the coastal side, we know with the marine red and I suppose we're on red warning coming in at 4 o'clock this afternoon, there is going to be some damage caused. There's going to be a lot of shingle and seaweed thrown up, and it's likely that throughout the county then, due to the direction of the wind, I suppose today, we're going to get trees down in various areas.
Okay. Well, listen, we wish you well with the your important work today. Adrian Kelly, Chief Fire Officer, member of the Severe Weather Assessment Team with Clare County Council. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
Now we are going to cross to Galway to News Talk's own reporter, Josh Crosby. Josh, where exactly are you this morning in Galway?
Good morning, Ciara. I'm here now at a blustery, choppy Saltin promenade. You can hear the wind bellowing there in the background. High tide was just in the last few minutes at 10 to 7. You can see the waves now crashing up over the rocks and onto the road. And I can even feel the mist here bouncing off my face. I drove around Galway Harbour this morning in the dock area where the boats were all tied up and they were swaying from side to side. Now, Galway City Council have carried out drainage maintenance across the city in advance of this to minimise flooding. I've been speaking with one of the council workers who's parked here on standby. He said the worst of it will be during this hour with high tide and again then this evening. Okay. A number of roads are closed and car parks are closed as well around Salt Hill.
We have seen in the past Salt Hill flood, obviously coastal flooding there, dramatic scenes from previous storms. Anything like that currently visible or just the, obviously if it's high tide now is a danger point?
Yeah, so as I'm looking across now at that roundabout that people will know in Salt Hill, there is, like, the roads are passable, the ones that are open, and but the waves that are coming in, there's nothing, no severe flooding yet, but it all to be seen here in Galway. As you know, the schools are closed, NUI Galway campuses are closed, in-person exams have been moved, and there's barriers up at Spanish Arch.
Okay. Look, stay safe, Josh. No doubt we'll be crossing to you later on during the day as well. Thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is our own reporter there, Josh Crosby, live from Salt Hill, where it certainly sounds quite blustery this morning, Shane.
Now, let's cross to the other side of the country now, to Damien Tiernan, WLRFM presenter in Waterford. Damien, is it relatively okay there at the moment, or has the storm already begun to hit?
It has already started to hit, as the fishermen would say, Shane. It's blowing a screecher. The winds at 4:30 this morning, according to Waterford Weather, were gusting at around 48 kilometres per hour. That's gone up to 72 kilometres per hour by 6:30 and about to hit 80 kilometres per hour. There's a lot of rain falling already. Approximately 15 millimetres of rain already has fallen. And as we know, Shane, and I know from covering a lot of previous storms, storms don't respect country boundaries. So particularly in West Waterford, down around the Ardmore area, they really are bracing for the worst. The vaccination centre, the WIT vaccination centre, is open at present, but that's going to be updated and monitored on an hourly basis. So people, if they're looking to get their vaccination today or they're booked in to check the HSE website, the WIT is closed, and any colleges, obviously, any exams that are taking place will be rescheduled. And there's flood barriers in place across the county. The council have put in place massive measures this morning. They are expecting the worst. And then there's obviously other installations, for example, at Winterville, they're going to be keeping an eye on, and Christmas trees and all those different types of things, Shane. So they are assessing, monitoring as they go hour by hour, but they've put in place an awful lot of measures that they think will hopefully mitigate the worst of the effect. But they are expecting it to be quite bad here in Waterford. And then that could extend, obviously, into Tipperary, Carlow, Kilkenny and Wexford.
Stay at home is the advice.
It is. Stay at home. Not officially, not the same in terms of a red warning in terms of Cork and Kerry. So we are still at orange status, but it's a difficult one. All schools obviously closed. So I'd say a lot of people will be staying at home. They'll be making their own minds up about this morning.
Okay, Damien Tiernan, WLRFM presenter in Waterford. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
And we will continue to bring you updates throughout the programme from around the country on Storm Barra.